Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is B'Metzia Daf Pei Vav. We left off on Daf Pei. Hey, Amud Beis, a little bit of an odd place. I should have read another couple of lines. We are at Gaza Rebbe Ta'anisa toward the bottom of the page on Daf Pei. Hey, Amud Beis. Today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishlis, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha, Allah Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzacha for our soldiers and for our captives, they should return home safely, and also Lizchus Rufus Shalema for Mayor Dov Ben Yenta, who sustained a brain injury and is on a ventilator in Yerushalayim, Shalav Rufus Shalema Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to do, we're going to finish up the story with Rabbi Chiya's children having the capacity of tefillah that equals that of the Avos, and how they try to harness that capacity for tefillah. Then the Gemara is going to tell us a maisa with Rebbe where his eyes were harmed and healed. The Gemara is then going to discuss a long, elaborate story of Rabba who was mastered and they wanted to arrest him, and what exactly happened, how he avoided the arrest, and it's a long, elaborate story. Then the Gemara is going to go back to the discussion of the meals that the food that a person is supposed to provide for his employees, that if someone's working for you that day, what do you need to provide them with? And if you recall, the Mishnah had made a comparison between the Su'uda of Avram Avinu and the Su'uda of Shlomo HaMelech, that B'nei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, even Kesuda Shlomo HaMelech B'Shaito is not going to be good enough for B'nai Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So that makes it sound like Avram Avinu's Su'udos were greater and more impressive than the Su'udos of Shlomo. So the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that, and what did the Su'ud of Shlomo HaMelech exactly look like, and what did the Su'ud of Avram Avinu exactly look like. And that's going to lead to a long, long discussion of the Su'uda that Avram Avinu provided the Malachim with when they came to visit him. So we're going to look through that whole story and every detail that the Pesukim tell us about what Avram Avinu provided the Malachim with when they came to visit. So back to Peheim Beis. Gozer Rabbi Tanisa. Rabbi was Gozer a Tainis, Achtin Rabbi Chiyo Banav. And on that Tainis, he brought Rabbi Chiyo and his children to Davin to lead the Tzibur in Davining for that Tainis. Because once he was told that by Elio and Avi that Rabbi Chiyo and his children have that Koach HaTfila and they could change everything. So he figured he might as well harness that. So Amar Mashav Ruach, Rabbi Chiyo said, Mashav Ruach V'nash V'zika. And right away, the wind started to blow. Amar Marada Gashem, he said the words Marada Gashem, Va'asa Mitra. And right away, it started to rain. Kimatza the Memer Mechaya Hamesim, when he was about to say the phrase Mechaya Hamesim, Ragash Alma, the world started to shake because the bones of the Mesim started to come in contact one with the other in order to be able to prepare themselves to get up for Tchias Hamesim. So Amri Berkia, they said to up in Shemayim, Man Gali Razia Bialma, who revealed this secret down in the world that all you need to do is harness the tefillos of Rabbi Chiya, and you're going to be able to implement the Tchias HaMesim. So Amri, they said Eliyahu. It's Eliyahu who was Megala. So Asiul Eliyahu, Machiu Shitin Pulsi Denura. They brought Eliyahu Anavi, and they gave him 60 lashes of fire. Asa Inmiluhu Keduva Denura. So Eliyahu Anavi had to fix the problem. So he appeared like a bear of fire, Al Binayu Mardinu. And he went among them, and they all ran away, because they were all David, they all gathered together to daven on the tightness in the shul, and a bear of fire came into the shul, so that'll get everyone out of there. So they immediately dispersed, and that's how the tefillah ended. The Ritva raises the obvious kasha, and that is, did Rabbi Chiya not daven until then? Meaning Rabbi Chiya davened every single day, you would imagine. So every day when he said Mechaya Mesim, why wasn't there a Tchias HaMesim? So the Ritva points out, no, this was a tefillah on the tightness tzibor, and he was leading the tzibor. They never knew to ask him to daven for an amma. The Gabbai kept on asking, I guess, the people who had the nicest voices or whatever. And they didn't realize, if you ask Rabbi Chiya, that this would happen when he's able to utilize the Koach HaTzibor and the Koach HaTainis together with his tefillah. Shmuel Yarchina'a, Shmuel, who was a great expert in the moon, Asya de Rebbe Hava, happened to have been the doctor of Rebbe. Chalash Rebbe Be'enei, Rebbe had some sort of eye ailment. Sa'amalei, Imli Lachsama. So Shmuel, his doctor, said, "Should I give you some sort of refuah in your eyes?" So Amalei lo yichilni. He said, "No, I'm not going to be be able to tolerate it. So Ashtalach Mishtar, should maybe I give you I'll rub some sort of cream on your eyes. Not a sum that you know that's as strong as the first one that I suggested. So I'm lo yichilni. So no, that's going to be too hard for me to handle as well. So I'm most of the beguvsa de samani to say besadiv itzi. He put a some sort of medication into some sort of tube, and he put it underneath Rebbe's pillow when he went to sleep, and somehow it migrated and made its way into the eye, and that's why he was that's how he achieved the refuah. Have a commissar Rebbe le mismeche. Rebbe always wanted to give smicha to this Shmuel, the love of Messiah Milsa, but it never worked out. Why didn't it work out? So the Rashi says must be that they couldn't get the other rabbanim together, or whatever happened. They were just every time they scheduled, you know, we had this issue. Every time we scheduled a chagas smicha, then COVID broke out, and then war in Eretz Yisrael broke out, and told us okay, so it kept on getting delayed. So Amalei, so Lolit Star Mar, so he said don't be upset. Didi Chazili Sifra Da Adam Rishon, because I saw the Sefer of Adam Rishon Uksiv Bei Shmuel Yarchina, and says in the Sefer of Adam Rishon, which apparently tells about every person that's going to live, or maybe every person of impact that's going to live, that Shmuel Yarchina, who's a great expert in the Sodei Arech, Chakim Yiskari Rabbi Lo Yiskari. He's going to be called the Chacham, but he will never be called Rabbi, meaning he's never going to get Smicha. So that is my fate. That's what it's supposed to be. Va'asad Rabbi Al Yodotehei. And but the refuahs of Rabbi are going to come about through him. So that's a pretty good zechus that I'm able to be Merape Rabbi. So he said, don't worry about it, the fact that you're not able to do anything for me. So Gemara tells us a little bit more about this Sifro Shel Adam Harishon, which is mentioned in the first parak of Masech Avodah Zarah, and over there it doesn't sound like it's really a sefer, it's just things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed. So Ben Yoyada writes that they showed Shmuel a sefer in a chalom that had all of these things written in it, so he saw it as if it were a sefer. But anyway, Rabbi Nassan Sof Mishnah, so it says in the Sefer Adam Harishon that Rabbi and Rabbi Nassan are the end of the tkufa of the Tanaim, Ravashi Ravina Sofa Ra'a, and Ravashi Ravina are the end of the tkufa of the Amoraim, that up until the days of Ravashi and Ravina, there was no Gemara that was organized al Seder HaMishnah like we have it. It's just that when a Shaila came up in the Beis Medrash, they would try to explain the Mishnah, or you know, some Shaila came up in Dine Maminis where they had to deal with a Halacha L'Maisa type of issue that would come up. So someone, Mora, would ask about it, and all the Talmidim would learn the Mishnah, and they would start analyzing and arguing all of it with the goal of Lasuki Shvaitza Libidi Hilchasa, to be able to come out to a halachic conclusion. And then once they had all those different conversations and all the different batei medrash, all those, so then they organized those conversations and they put them al seder mishnah. But just the way that things developed, it seems pretty clear that the entire goal of every discussion in the Gemara was lasuki shmeitza libedei hilchasa, was to be able to come out with a clear psak halacha. For some reason, that style has changed in yeshivas. I mean, you ask any gadol that ever lived, pretty much, and they understood that that's what Chazal told us, that that's the goal of learning, is Lasuki Shmaitza Libid Ilchasa. And now, like, it became like a bad word to say the word halacha in yeshiva, like, it's really terrible, because that's the goal of learning. So the simanach, the simin to it, is what the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Adavo al Mikdashi Kel Avina La Achrisam. So the word Mikdashi is a simin for Avashi, and Avina is a simin for Ravina, and La Achrisam is a simin for the fact that Ravina and Ravashi are the Sof Hora'ah. So that's so it doesn't tell you about Rabbi and Rabbi Nassim being the Sof Mishnah, but the simon in the Pasuk is that Ravashi and Ravina are the Sof Hora'ah. So Amar Rav Kahana, Ishtoi Li Rav Chama Bar Barte Duchasa. Here's the elaborate story about Rabba. So he said, Rav Chama, who is the grandson of Chasa, Rabba Bar Nachmani told the following story. Rabba Bar Nachmani, Agav Shmada Noch Nafshei, he died because of a fear of a gezeira that the melech, that the malchus had against him. Achlu bekurtzi bemalka, they told, they mastered him to the malchus, amru, and they said, ikachad gavr biyudai, you should know that there's one Jew, the kamvatel treshahal fi gavr miyisrael, yachar bekaitiv yachar besitva, mikargo de malka. That's mevatel 12,000 Jewish people from paying the taxes for 2 months out of the year, the month of Nisan and the month of Tishrei, that in those months they all go to the Hiras drasha, and they're not working, and they're not paying taxes, they're not being productive citizens. So all because of his drushes, of his shiurim that they take off to go to the Yarchei Kala, where he's saying shiurim. So for 2 months out of the year, he's mevatel them from paying the taxes. So Shadru Pristako de Malka Basrei, so they sent a messenger from the Melech after him, v'lashkechei, but he wasn't able to find him. So Arik v'azel, Rabbi Bar Nachmani was now on the run. So he went, mipumbedisa lakra, meakra lagma, meagma, lishin, umisichin, litzrifa, umitzrifa, la'ena, la'ena damim, meena damim, Pumbedisa Ashke, till finally the Shliach of the Melech caught up with him in Pumbedisa. So Ikla Pristaka Demalka Leush Biza de Rabba. So this Shliach of the Melech went to the very place where Rabba was hiding. He didn't realize that, but he had happened to have stayed in the same inn where Rabba was hiding. Krivu Taka Kame Vashku Tre Kasi Vidolyu the Taka Mikame. They prepared for this Shliach of Melech a table for him to eat a meal, and they gave him two kosos. And they brought and they removed the table. And his face got all twisted because he had zugos. He had two kosos, and the shadim that are mamuna and zugos damage anyone who has two kosos of yayin. That's a sugya in the end of Maseches Pesachim about zugos, because Gemara over there asks, if zugos are really so damaging, how do we have it on the night of the Seder? We have four cups of wine. That zugos, that should be a problem. So Gemara has a few answers. One of them is that the mandalo kapilo kaptina le, that if a person doesn't read too much into it and doesn't think too much of it, then it doesn't damage you. It's only as much honor as you give to these things that they have their impact on you. So Amr le, so the Bali Achsanya said to Rabba, Maini Avadle, oh my gosh, look what's happening to this guy. What can we do to heal him? So Gavra de Malku, after all, he's a Shliach HaMelech. If he gets killed an hour in, we're going to be in big trouble. So Amar Lahu, Rabbi said, Krivu Taka L'Kameh, bring the table back in front of him, Vashkiyu Chad Kasa, and give him a third kos, V'dalyu L'Taka Mikameh V'litzi, and then remove the Shulchan at that point, so that he doesn't drink anymore after that, and then he'll have a refuah. Avdu L'Hachi V'itzi. So Rabbi saved his life. He saved the life of the guy who was after him to arrest him and to harm him. So Amar, the Shliach HaMelech said, "Medi Adana de Gavra de Kabiina Hachahu." He says, "I know that the guy that I'm looking for is here." Bachish Abasra, because obviously the guy I'm looking for would have the Chachma to know this, to know how to heal me, so he must be very close by. They must have consulted with him for my refuah. So Bachish Abasra va'ashkechei. So he looked for Rabbah and he found him. So Amar, the Shliach, said to him, "Azil nemeha, I'm going to leave from here, and I guarantee you, miktal katlu hu gavra lo maglina, that if they want to kill me, even if they threaten to kill me, to reveal your location, I will not reveal your location. You saved my life. I have an unending hakaras hatov. So even though I finally caught up with you, but I caught up with you in the context of you saving my life, so I will die with the secret of where you are. V'negidi megandin le maglina. But here's the problem: if I will die, but if they start making me suffer yisurim, I'm not going to be able to withstand the yisurim. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Amali nagdu lechanani mishol Azaria, that had they instead of throwing Hanani Mishalva Azaria into Kifshana Eish, they would have waterboarded them, right? They would have given them all sorts of Yisurin and tortured them. They would not have been able to withstand that. Yisurin are more difficult than death. So Asyula Kameh, they brought Rabbi in front of him, Ayla Druga Vitarki Lubaba Ba'anpe. And the Shliach HaMelech went into a room and they locked the door in front of him, Bay Rachme, Rabbi Davind, and an ace happened, Parakashisa Arkvazalag. The wall of the room fell, and he was able to run off into the agam. Havayasav la'aginda d'dekula v'kagaris. So he was sitting on a fallen dekel tree, and he was sitting and learning. So kamithki b'masifta d'rakia. And just as that was happening, a machlokas broke out in the masifta d'rakia in a detail in the halachos of tzara'as. In baharis kodemis l'seir lava on a tame. The halacha is if the basar became white, and then the hairs inside that little patch of basar became white, so then the person is a metzora, right? It says v'nei ne'apach seir lavan bebeheres. That's a siman tuma when it's ne'apach. The seir is ne'apach in the beheres. The beheres exists, and then the seir turns white. So that's a siman of tuma. The seir lavan called the beheres tar, but if the seir lavan precedes the beheres, then he's tar, because then that's just the way it works. But suffik, what if you're not sure which one came first, the beheres or the seir lavan? So that was the machlokas that day in the Masifta D'Rikia. Who was the machlokas between? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, tahar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, his chazaka was that he didn't have a nega, and therefore we assume that he maintains that chazaka, and he's tahar. V'kul mesifta derikia amri, but everybody else in the mesifta derikia said tameh, that we're going to have to be metameh him mi'safek, even though normally we do follow cheskas aguf, but over here maybe he had another nega prior to that, and before he became tahar from the first one, he had the safek of this nega, so maybe he didn't have a cheskas aguf over here of Tara. That's what Tosus quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. So anyway, so that's what the entire Masifta Durakia said. So Nochach, Rabbi Bar Nachmani, so they said, Amri, rather, Ma Nochach, who's around that could be Machriya in such a Shaila? We have such a difficult Shaila. So Nochach, Rabbi Bar Nachmani, the only one that's such an expert in Dine Negaim to be able to be Machriya, the Shaila is Rabbi Bar Nachmani. Tam, Rabbi Bar Nachmani, Ani Yachid bin Negaim, Ani Yachid be Ahalos. That I have two areas of expertise that no one is quite on my level of expertise, and that is Negoim and Olos. He was great for Shloshims and Mishnayis. So Shadru Shlicha Basrei. So they sent a Malach after him to bring him up to the Masifta Derikia. Love a Matzi Malach Hamavus LeMikrovle. The Malach Hamavus couldn't get anywhere near him. He'd love a Kapas of Bume Migirsei because he didn't stop learning, and we know that already, right? We know from the Gemara Maseches. Where is that Maseches Shabbos? That when a person doesn't stop learning, the Malach HaMavos is not able to catch them. Like David HaMelech. David HaMelech knew that he was going to die on a Shabbos. So every Shabbos was the Pasuk Pume Migirsa, because Torah is a Torah Schayim. So it doesn't lend itself to Maves. Now the Rishonim are bothered. How could it be that the Masifta Derikia argues with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a din in the Torah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. They have a Machlokas and the Masifta Derikia against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shini Gubetz's quotes from Ben Hanan. It doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo says that it's Tahar. It's just that Rabbi Bar Nachmani saw like a dream that there were two groups of tzaddikim in Rukia that were arguing with each other, and the one that's closer to the Shechina said Tahar, but not that we can't allow to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself disagreed with somebody, and that's actually a machlokas. The Ran in these in Drashas Haran writes that the Masifta Derikia are the tzaddikim that already died, and even though it was clear to them that the that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the MS, but that's not the way we MS is not the way we determine Dine Torah. Dine Torah are lo b'shamayim hi, and therefore those tzaddikim that actually lived down here and therefore have their impressions of learning Torah, they're the ones that get to determine this. The Ktzos has a famous introduction where he says that's what the Malachim were so upset about, that Ma'enosh Kisis Karenu, that the Malachim by Kabbalah Satorah said, what are you going to give Torah to mankind? How could it be that mankind doesn't deserve the Torah? And we had the whole Moshe Rabbeinu had to be ochis in the Kisei HaKavod and respond. So he said, what's going on over there is not that they didn't want us to. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu's response that do you have a father or mother? How do keep it on aim? That all the Dine Torah only really makes sense for humanity. No, the Dine Torah they were perfectly fine giving us, says the Ktos. They weren't perfectly fine with giving us the Koach of Torah, the ability to determine what is Torah and what's not, the ability to determine a chiddush in Torah. So that they weren't okay with, but that's how it happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. There was a Mesiras HaTorah to humanity. So the Rabbah couldn't be brought to the Masifta Derikia. Adahachi Nashav Zika, just at that moment, a wind blew, Va'avish Benikani, and it caused a rustling of the leaves. So Savar Gunda Deparshi, who he figured that it comes from the people who were chasing him. So Amar Tenech Nashri Du Gavra Vilayim Shab Yadad Malchusa. Better for me to die and not be given over in the hands of the Malchus. Kiav Kanich Nafshe, when he left this world, Amar, he said about this Shaila that was going on in Yeshiva Shalmaila, about the Baharis Kodim L'Seir Lavan, Safik Baharis Kodim L'Seir Lavan or not, that Tar, that it's that the person is Tar, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Yotza Baskel V'Amra Ashrecha Rabbi Bar Nachmani, Shagufcha Tar V'Yotza Nishmoscha B'Tar. And Baskel came out and said, wow, you're so fortunate, Rabbi Bar Nachmani, that your body is Tar and your Neshama also left your body with the word tahar on your lips. So how do we paskin? Here you have Rabbi Nachmani was the greatest expert in Nega'im, and he paskin tahar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu paskin tahar. It was the Masifta Derikia that paskin tameh. So the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Tumas Taras, Paragwes, Halachates, Safek in Beheres Kadam Seir Lavan, or Seir Lavan Kadam Beheres, tamei. So everyone asks, what do you mean? How could the Rambam, first of all, how could he pass against the Kodesh Baruch Hu? And also, how could he pass against Rabbi Bar Nachmani? I mean, forget the Lo B'Shemayim part, but Rabbi Bar Nachmani was the greatest expert. He was, and he was the one that they decided in Masifta Derikia to follow. So Kaf Mishnah writes that since Stam Mishnah holds Tamei, meaning there's another Klal in Halacha, that Halacha is Stam Mishnah, and there's a Stam Mishnah that holds Tamei. So what can I do? Got to follow the Klalim in Halacha. I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was Metaher, well, Lo B'Shamayim Hi. Rabbi Bar Nachmani is also part of Lo B'Shamayim Hi, because it's as if he said it La Achar Misa, meaning since it was such a miraculous way that this whole conversation happened, and that he knew to Paschal, that Shaila at that moment, all of that was Bashamayim also. So that's also considered part of Lo Bashamayim Hi. So therefore we have every right to paskin like the normal klalei apsak, which is halacha k'stam mishnah. Nafal pitka mirikia. A little note came from Shemayim bepumbedisa in Pumbedisa, where Rabba was the Rosh Yeshiva. Rabba Nachmani nispakish b'yeshiva shel Maile. And it said in Pumbedisa they got the news from Shemayim that Rabba Bar Nachmani died. So nafka abayi v'rabba v'kul rabbanu yosukei bay. So abayi and rabba and all the chum went to be osik in his kvura. Lo v'yadi duchte. The problem is they didn't know where he was. So azulagma, they went out to the swamps. They saw that there was a group of birds that were creating shade with their wings. It must be that they're protecting his body so that it doesn't decompose. He must be over there. They found him there. They were maspid him for 3 days and three nights. Nafal pitka, and then another peta came in Hashemayim. Kolaporish ebinidoi. Don't stop. Keep on being maspid him. Anyone who's porish from his hespid is going to be chayiv nidoi. Subtu shiva yomi. They were maspid him for another 7 days, till the end of the Shivas Yimei Avelus, Nafal Pitka, and another Petah came in Ashrayim, L'chul Beis Chum L'Shalom, that now it's enough, now you can go back home, and you've done your job. Ha'u Yomad D'Nach Nafshei, the very day that Rabbah died, Dal Yuzaafa, there was a hurricane or a tornado or something, V'dari L'Hutaya Kirachiv Gamla, Mehai Gisa D'Nar Papa, V'Shadya Bahach Gisa, to the point that it lifted up some Arab merchant when he was riding on a camel, and it from one side of Nahar Papa of a certain river, and it threw him onto the other side. Sounds like a tornado or something. That it lifted him up and just threw him onto the other side. So Amr my high. So he said, "Wow, that never happened to me before." This Arab merchant said, "What is going on?" Sarmilei Nach Nafshei Rabbi Nachmani. They said, "Oh, Rabbi Nachmani died." So a lot of weird stuff is going on in the Bria because it's really shaking up the world. So Amr Lefanov. So the Arab said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Kuli Alma Didach, Rabbi Bar Nachmani Didach. The whole world is yours, and Rabbi Bar Nachmani is yours. At the Rabbah, V'Rabbah Didach. You are the beloved of Rabbah, and Rabbah is the beloved of you. Amayt Kamechavta Leili Alma. So why are you Kamechavta Leili Alma? Why are you destroying the world? So Nach Zafa. So that caused the storm to stop, and the world stopped being impacted in such negative ways by the death of Rabbah. So the Gemara now tells us a little story about Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta. Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta was a balbasar, similar to how we were discussing back on Daf Pei Gimel, if you recall, when we started into a lot of these agaritas. So Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, balbasar hava. He was a balbasar. He was someone who was very heavy. So Yom Echad Avichamim Alei. One day it was very hot. So Avisalik V'Yosef Ashinu Tutura. So he went and he sat on the top of a mountain because that's where there's a nice breeze. So Amala Labarte, so Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta said to his daughter, Biti, Hanifi alai b'menifa, if you can fan me with some sort of fan, va'ani atein laich kikarin dinerd, and I'll give you a certain type of very nice smelling spice. Adach yinosh v'zika, just then a wind came and cooled him down. Amar kama kikarin dinerd l'mari dichi. He says, how much of this spice do I have to pay HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because he's the one that provided that wind, and I was willing to pay for the fanning that I God. So nothing to do with anything we've been discussing so recently, but that is just because he was a Baal Basar. So we mentioned that story over here, and his gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hakol k'minhag ha-medina. So now going back to the halacha that we said in the Mishnah, right? So we said that how much do you have to provide? What kind of food do you have to provide for your workers? Hakol k'minhag ha-medina, whatever the minhag ha-medina is. So Hakol la'asuyi mai. What does it mean? Hakol k'minhag ha-medina. Just say do k'minhag ha-medina. La'asuyi basad nigi mikrach rifto mishta anpaka. It's coming to tell me in the place where they give bread and they give and they give to drink in a kli that holds a revius of drink before the beginning of the avoda. The yamale kadimu vaisiluchu, that if the balabais says to the workers, wake up at alos hashachar before the time that you're normally supposed to start your workday, which is sunrise, and I'll give you the food and the drink so that right away when sunrise hits, I want you to start working. So I'll give you breakfast early, bright and early. So amrulah lo kol kaminach. They could say back to him, sorry, that's not the deal. The deal is you feed us within the working hours. That's part of our compensation package. So Ma'aseh Rabbi Yochanan ben Maaseiah Shamu lebnot say zchar. And then the Mishnah told us that Rabbi Yochanan ben Maaseiah told his son to work out an arrangement for employees, and he worked out an arrangement that he was going to feed them. And he said, Ayvei, even if you they're bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, even if you feed them kesudah shlomo b'shaito, it's not going to be enough. So it says Ma'aseh Lister, we just said it's hakol k'minhag ha-medina. Why is kesudah shlomo b'shaito not enough? So chesurim echsevach ketani. There's a line missing over there. It should be impossible and mazonos. If the Baal Bayis made an arrangement that to give them mazonos without any tanai, so then in Ribalan he was makabel to give them mazonos more than the minhag. So even because if he was posik mazonos, he would have had to, even without being posik mazonos, he would have to give them mazonos, because if that's the minhag medina, so why does he then dafka have to be posik mazonos? Dafka have to make that part of the deal? It must be that he's agreeing to do more. And that's when the story happened, where he told the son, oh no, you agreed to give them more than we can possibly give them. So says Gemara, do you mean that because of Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, the suddos have to be bigger than Shlomo B'Shaito? Shlomo B'Shaito means when he was king, so he had these great suddos. How do we know that Avraham Avinu's suddos were bigger than the suddos of Shlomo HaMelech? After all, you look at the descriptions of the suddos Shlomo B'Shaito, they're unbelievable. V'aksiv, the pasuk says in Melachim Aleph, v'yihi lechem Shlomo liyom echad shloshim kor solos v'shishim kor kemach asara bakar b'riim v'asara bakar ri'i u'meyat son levad me'ayilu tzvi v'yachmur uvarburim avusim v'amur gurion ben astoyon mishmei derav. And Gurion ben Asayon says in the name of Rav that the flowers halalu that are mentioned in the pasuk is only la amelon shel tabachim, is to make the dough that they put on top of a pot that draws out the zuama of the tavshil. Meaning they would use dough to draw out some part of the tavshil to purify the tavshil. So all that flour that we just described wasn't even the bread that they ate. That was just the bread that they used to be able to draw out the zuama of the tavshil. Rabbi Yitzchak says that all the bakar and the tzon that we just described, halalu tzike kedera, that was just to give a little bit of flavor to the tavshil, but what they actually ate, the main basar, the main course, that was way more. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak, elef nashim hayu l'shlomo, Shlomo HaMelech had 1,000 wives, kolachas v'achas, asa lo bevesa, 1,000 women, kolachas v'achas, asa lo bevesa kach, and each one prepared this amount in her own house, meaning they each were running like a catering facility that had this amount of food. So my time, why did all these women prepare separately? So Zeus for Hashem etzli soed. Each one was saying, maybe soed hayom. Zeus for Hashem etzli soed hayom. Each one was hoping, each of the women was hoping that Shlomo HaMelech would come to them that day. So they each prepared in the hopes of enticing him to be with them. So the Gemara says, Yiluk Abi Avraham. And what does it say about Avraham Avinu when he prepared a meal for the Malachim? who he thought were just a bunch of traveling Arabs. So Ksiv Ela Bakar Ratz Avram, it says Avram Avinu ran to the Bakar, Yikach Ben Bakar Rach Vatov, from Rav Yitam Rav, Ben Bakar Echad Rach Shnayim Vatov Shlosha. Okay, if you darshan the Pasuk, so since it says three words in the Pasuk, we can darshan that it was three animals that he actually provided them with. Sometimes you have drashas like that, where the Gemara says it doesn't seem to make the lists of the Midrash HaTorah and Drashas Ben, but sometimes you have drashas even in Halacha like that. How do I know that that you take three adasim? Because it says anaf eitz avos. So three words in the pasuk means that there are three adasim. Sometimes you have like that. So hasam tlasa turi the tlasa gavi. So over there, Avram Avinu prepared three oxen for three people, or what he thought were people. Hachal kol yisol the Yehuda shnemar Yehuda v'yisol rabim kol ashar liyam. But over here, this was for all of Yisol and Yehuda, and there were so many more people. So that's the answer. Meaning the question was, Avram Avinu suda seemed way smaller than suda shlomo b'shaito. And the answer is, well, you have to keep in mind how many guests there were. Avram Avinu only had three guests. Shlomo HaMelech was providing for everybody. So the Gemara now tells us a little bit more about the suda of Shlomo. My barburim avusim. What does that mean? So Amarav sha'ovsim osan bal korchan. These are chickens that they would stuff with food. What do they call that? The faux gras? What? Fagwa. Okay, so that's the right. So that they would. So it's a terrible tzar bali chayim. So that they would. They would stuff them with food. And it's a big diyun in halacha whether it's a violation of tzar bali chayim, right? Because it's for human benefit. But like, how much incremental human benefit for how much tzar to an animal? So anyway, Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says that shavusim ba'omdim me'aleihem, that they ate on their own a lot until they became fat. That they didn't stuff the food down their throats, but that they ate on their own until they became very fat. Rabbi Yochanan Amar mevi'in tur mimar iso. They brought an ox from where it grazes, but bidlo anis, where they didn't force it to do any malacha. V'tarnagolas me'ashpasa, and they brought a tarnagolas from the ashpa that it eats from. Bidlo anisa, without requiring it to do things that a tarnagolas normally does, which is to have babies, to sit on the eggs and have chicks. And those are the ones that it fed, that they fed in order to get fat and provide the su'uda. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, muvchar sheba behemos shor, muvchar sheba ofos tarnagolas. The best meat of all behemos is from a shor, the best meat of all ofos is from a tarnagolas. The Gemara always assumes, by the way, that fowl meat is a higher level meat than meat of a behema. That was much more fancy kind of meat, much more expensive. That's not so much out. Maybe foie gras is that's the experience. But by most types of chicken and turkey and whatever, we don't have that so much. That it's more expensive. So Amar Amemar. Amemar says, no, you know what barbur mavusa means? It means zaktu uchmusa ve'bat nisa d'mishtakha ben yatsari. There was a black tarnagolas that had a big belly that would go among the wine press where they were making wine, and it would eat the pieces of the grapes, the leftover pieces of the grapes, the grape peels, to lamatsya pasya kanya. And it was so fat, it couldn't even step over a vine. It couldn't even step over a single reed because it was too fat to get over it. So the Gemara explains the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav in terms of how much Avram Avinu prepared for the malachim. The Bakar Ratz Avram. It says Avram Avinu ran to the Bakar. So Amar Avidom Rav Ben Bakar Echad Rach Shnayim V'Tov Shlosha. So we said that it's three animals that he prepared for them. Ve'imachad. Maybe it was only one Bakar, and the fact that it says Rach V'Tov is because the Amri Yinshi is just a description of Rachich V'Tov, that it's soft, it's good. I mean, it's a description of the meat that on the menu, right under the item, it says a delectable, right? It has that description. So that's what Rach V'Tov is. It's just the description of the meat. See, Im Kain, that's what it meant, that it was really only one animal. Lichtov Rach Tov. My V'Tov. Shmamino L'drasha. That extra Vav tells me that it must be a drasha to be made, that there are extra animals. Say Matrei, but there's only one Vav, so maybe it's only two animals. Midetov L'drasha Rach Nami L'drasha. Well, if Tov is there to tell me about an additional animal, then Rach must also be there to tell me about an additional animal. So someone asked the question that it says in the pasuk, Basos Oso. Oso is a Lashon Yachid. It doesn't sound like there were three animals. Well, Kol Chad V'Chad, Yavin Nar Chad. He had a different Nar prepare each one of the animals. So there must have been three Na'arim preparing three animals. So ask the Gemara, V'Ika Chama V'Cholav Uven Habakar Asher Asa V'Yitin L'Fneim. Sounds like it was Ben Habakar. It was one animal. So the Kama Kama D'Matya, Aisa L'Kamayim. Whichever one was ready first, he brought it out to be eaten right away. He didn't wait till all three were ready to be brought out. Right? Sometimes you go to a restaurant, they wait till they have everybody's food to bring it all out at the same time, and sometimes they don't. So Avraham Avinu, as it was ready, was bringing it out. So why did he need three? Tiski b'chad. After all, you're only feeding three people. What do you need three different animals? So he said that he needed three. Kedei la'achil and shalosh l'shonos b'chardal. He wanted to give each one a tongue with mustard, and each animal only has one tongue. So that's why he had to prepare three animals to get the very best cut of meat from each animal to provide his guests with. A person should always stick with the minhag, because Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim to be mekabel the Torah, so he didn't eat the entire 40 days and 40 nights that he was there. Malach HaYashoris yardin l'mata, and when the Malach HaYashoris came down into our world, achlu lechem, they did eat, because they were all doing minhag. That's what they were doing. The lechora, it's out of order, right? The Marsha points out that it should have said the malachim first, because that happened first. So the Marsha explains that the reason for that is since they only know from the Maisa of Moshe Rabbeinu that he didn't eat lechem, but Marom, we learned that the Malachim in Marom don't eat lechem. Meaning, how do we know what the Malachim do up in Shemayim? Maybe Malachim do eat lechem up in Shemayim. So the Maisa with Avraham Avinu wouldn't tell you that they were conforming to the minhag down here. Maybe they were just hungry. And Malachim also get hungry. No, but since Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim and he didn't eat lechem for 40 days and 40 nights, now we know that up in Shemayim they don't eat lechem. So now it's megala to me that the Malachim were mishanim because of the minhag. They were not mishanim from the minhag, rather. You think they really ate? They can't eat, they're not physical. So no, they made it appear as if they were eating and drinking. Whatever Avraham Avinu personally engaged in for the Malachim, Hashem rewarded him with direct involvement. Whatever he did through a shliach, Hashem did through a shliach. Ve'labakar ratz Avraham, and therefore corresponding to that, ruach nasa me'is Hashem when it came to the slav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself brought the slav. Ve'yikachem v'chalav, hinni mamtir lechem lechem in Hashemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself brought the man. V'hu omeid aleim tachas ha'etz. Avraham Avinu was serving them. Tachas eitz hineni omei lefanecha sham alatzur. When Moshe Rabbeinu had to hit the rock to bring out the water, that Kodesh Baruch Hu himself stood there. V'Avram halach imam l'shalcham, and Avram was melava them. V'Hashem halich lefneim yomam, and Kodesh Baruch Hu was melava klal Yisrael in the midbar. So yukach no ma'ayim. But when it came to giving water to them, Avram Avinu had commanded somebody else to go and fetch the water. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says the same to Moshe, v'ikisa b'tzur, v'yatsu b'menamayim v'shasa am, that it was through a shliach that the water came to Klal Yisrael. Upliga de Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav is in disagreement with Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina, who darshins a little bit differently from the fact that about what the schar that Klal Yisrael got from the actions of Avraham Avinu in entertaining these malachim. D'Amar Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina, v'chein tana de Rabbi Shmuel, v'schar shlosha zachul shlosha. Because of three good things that Avraham Avinu did, Klal Yisrael were zocha to three gifts that were given to them in the midbar. Because he fed them butter and milk, Klal Yisrael got the man. Because Huo Meid Aleihem, he stood by them to serve them, so we were zocha to the Amud Ha'anan in the midbar. Bischar yukach nomat mayim zachul be'er shel Miriam. In the schar of yukach nomat mayim, that's how we got the be'er of Miriam. So the Gemara explains everything Avraham Avinu did. We elaborate on all these psukim. Yukach nomat mayim rachzu raglechem. Amar Rabbi Yani Rabbi Shmuel amu lo melachem set Avraham Avinu v'chi ba'arvim chashadtanu shei mishtachvim lavak raglechem kvar yatsumi menu Yishmael. You're choshed us of being Arabs, and therefore he asked us to wash our our feet. You are the father of Ishmael who bows to Avak Raglav. That Hashem appeared to him in Elone Mamre, and he was sitting in the heat of the day. My kechom ayom. What does it mean? Kechom ayom. I'm Rabbi Chaim Chanina. Osa ayom. The very day that the Malachim came to visit Avram Avinu, Yom Shlishi Shal Mila Shal Avram Ayom. It was the third day from his bris mila, where it's the most painful day. Uba Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lishol BaAvram, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu came to be Mevaker Cholim. Hatzi Hakadosh Baruch Hu Chab Min Artik, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu took the sun out of its protective covering to make it exceptionally hot. Kadesh Leich Triach Osa Tzadik BaOrchim, so that Avram Avinu wouldn't be bothered with guests. When Avram Avinu saw no guests were coming, Shadri LeEliezer LeMepak LeBra, he sent Eliezer to go outside to see, maybe you can find me a guest. Nafak V'lo Ashkach, Eliezer went and he couldn't find anybody. Amar Lo Mehimnalach, Avram Avinu said, I do not believe you, there's got to be someone. Hainu Damri Taman, that's the makor of what they say in Eretz Yisrael, Les Hemnusa Ba'avdei, that you can't trust an Eved. So Nafak Ihu, so Avram Avinu went out himself. Chazil HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dekai Abav, and Hashem was blocking the door. So Hainu Dechziv, that's what the Pasuk says, that Al Not Havar May Al Avdecha, that in because he told that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he was visiting him. Given the chazad ka'asav shari, he saw that Avram Avinu was bandaging himself. Amar lav arachar lemekamacha. It's not derech eretz to stand here. Haynu d'chsiv v'yisein avayar v'nei shlosh anashim yitzavim alav vayar v'yaretz l'kras him. That's when he was able to see the malachim. Hashem wasn't blocking the door anymore. Meikara asu kamu alei. And initially they came to him ki chazir davalei tzara. Amar lav arachar lemekamacha. They saw that he had tzar from the middle. The malachim says not derech eretz for us to stand here. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue this discussion with who these Shlosha Anashim were. Next week I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael, so I won't probably give the daf again on Zoom or on recording until a week from Sunday. So everyone have a good Shabbos, a good week, and take care. Okay.